moving on to sticking with Cambridge United, actually, but moving on to a slightly smaller ball and a different arena. We're going to be talking futsal now. And I'm delighted to say that Chris, who gave us a bit of insight on his Cambridge United knowledge earlier, joined us to talk about Cambridge United futsal. So he's our very own Cambridge 105 radio reporter. And firstly, Chris, for anyone that doesn't know by now, obviously we've been doing futsal for a while now, just tell us, what is futsal, the rules, everything?
Right, well, Ollie, nice to meet you, and nice to be talking to the viewers about futsal. Tim's a very difficult act to follow, I must say. The voice of reason, I was listening to that. Futsal, basically it was invented in the 1930s in Uruguay by a chap who worked for the YMCA. And he was looking, because of the weather over there, he was looking for a sport that he could play indoors. And so he combined basketball, handball, the rules of water polo and football to come up with the sport of futsal. Right. And basically, it's been played since the 30s, predominantly in South American countries and then in Spain, Italy and around the Mediterranean. In 1989... FIFA realised that it was a very popular sport and presumably there could be some money in it. So they adopted the sport as their only approved version of five-a-side football. So the version that we play over here is not a version that is recognised by FIFA. And so that was in 1989. Basically, in this country, in sort of around about 2003... the FA came on board and started promoting futsal with a national league, which has been going since then, and has only about 3 weeks ago released a six-year strategy for the advancement and development of futsal in this country, which is great news.
Yeah, Mizma, it's my next question. Really, just explain the pyramid, if you like, of futsal across the country and also that's set up around the UK, and then what level did Cambridge United fit in that?
Right, well, the pyramid at the very top level is the it's all amateur. It's the national, it's all under the umbrella term, the National Futsal League, sponsored by the FA, so it's called the FA National Futsal League. And the top tier is the Super League, so that's the Premier Division. And Cambridge United, I'm pleased to say, are in the Premier Division.
There you go.
And actually, last season, in the inaugural season of this Super League, they came third. An amazing achievement. It's a 12-team... Super League. Below that, you have it's more geographic. So you have Division 1, which is North, and Division 1 South. And then below that, you have Division 2, which again is more geographically arranged. So you have a Northwest, a Midlands, a South East, that type of thing. And I think it's similar. It's similar, not as many leagues, but there's a Women's League as well. And so that's how it's set up.
So when did then Cambridge United first decide to form a team, and how's it grown over the past few years? I mean, we followed them very closely last year when you, like you said, and they got for third in the Super League. But when did they first start to form a futsal team, and how's the growth sort of how's it continued over the past few years?
Right. Well, in 2013, two local chaps, Jose Lima and Rogerio, I don't know his surname. Sorry, I can't remember it. They formed Cambridge Futsal Club. And basically, they played a local level, a sort of social league. And I contacted them and with regards to setting up a youth section of the team. And we had various meetings and we talked about how to progress the team to join the FA National League. And obviously, you need backing for that. So I think they arranged a meeting with Jez George, who was Cambridge United at the time. Jez was a big fan of futsal. Big supporter of futsal, could see the benefits for football and also appreciate the fact that it's a sport in its own right, which is really important to say because it isn't five-a-side football. It's his own sport. And from that, they basically Cambridge Futsal Club, although it still continues to this day as a social event, which is what I run, Cambridge Futsal Club morphed into Cambridge United FC Futsal. And they went to Wembley with Jez, did a presentation to the FA and got accepted into the National Futsal League as Cambridge United FC Futsal. And from there, won their division. They had Cambridge United legend Luke Chadwick playing for them.
Of course, yeah.
And they won their division, and then the next season got to the semi-final of the FA Cup, and the FA Futsal Cup, that is, which was played at the Velodrome at Manchester. If anybody's not been there, I'd highly recommend it. It's an absolutely fantastic stadium. And then played prior to an England international that was held at Norwich. Cambridge played York in a playoff to get into the Super League, and fortunately they won. I don't like to remind Luke that he got sent off in that match, so but I'd just like to say that to the listeners that, you know, it wasn't all about Luke Chadwick playing futsal. Yeah, so they won that. Dave Doggett was chairman at the time. He came along. It was in front of 300-400 people. Fantastic achievement. So yeah, in the Super League last season. Was just hoping not to get relegated, and as I said, an amazing achievement.
Yeah, it was an amazing achievement. Third, like you say, in the league, a comfortable third as well, I must add. There were 19 points of second, but then 4 points off fourth as well. So what a year for the club it was. The coach, Luis Mendonça, what is he like? What does he bring to the futsal team, and how does that role differ from your usual football team manager?
Well, Luis got experience himself at playing high-level futsal. I don't exactly know all his CV. But he brings that knowledge to his training sessions. They're training twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then match situations on Sundays. And he brings that knowledge. He prepares the team well as he possibly can, and hence I think he needs great credit goes to him for the overachievement of last year.
And is his role as head coach more of a to develop players' skills on the training court, if you like, or is it more of a man management, motivating the players? What is it like, and how does, like I say, how does it differ from futsal to football? Your usual football head coach,
I would say, it's a very tactical, technical game compared to football. For those who've never seen it, and I'd obviously encourage everybody to come along to the University of Cambridge Sports Centre, which is a magnificent venue that we have in the city, and come and watch one of our futsal Super League matches, which is not just a game, it's a whole entertainment, a couple of hours for family. And unfortunately, because of all our kind sponsors, it's free this season. You'll see that it's a very technical, tactical game, more akin to basketball than actual football, really, except it's played with your feet, and you score goals rather than, put a ball for a hoop.
So talk about this season then. Cambridge United haven't had the greatest start to the season, sit bottom of the league, a couple of losses, Oxford City Lions and Reading as well, who won the division last season, so not going great this year. But what was the ambition at the start of the year, and where are they looking to kick on from now?
I think the ambition was, again, to just remain a Super League team. It's very important we stay in the league. We lost three of our key players, unfortunately, during the summer months. Alberto went on a world tour with his wife. One of the other players, Vitali, one of the key players, he returned to one of his Eastern European countries, and rising star Monty Boutel, who's now, I'm pleased to say, England under 23 player, has gone to Loughborough University on a futsal scholarship. So he's actually unfortunately joined one of the rivals in the Super League. Very difficult players to replace when you're talking about three key starting five-man team, that they were three of the key players.
Yeah, and I'd say that's some where you lost players, but I guess is there a long-term goal? And obviously you say to stay in the Super League, but how can not just Cambridge United, but how can the game continue to grow as it has been doing over the past few years?
Well, as I said, the FA have at last released a strategy written by Mike Scabala, who's the England head coach. It's a six-year strategy to grow the game. All local FAs have been given KPIs to make sure that players, footballers, young footballers are playing futsal, because it's part of the England DNA at last, that we've acknowledged that it creates better ballers, basically. If the younger you play futsal, this is what's happening and has happened in many other countries for many, many years now. They've been playing futsal until they were 14, and at 14 they decide whether to play football or whether to carry on playing futsal, because they have professional futsal leagues in their countries. Mm-hmm. If you watch any of the Spanish teams, any of the great players,
I was about to mention them, of course, yeah, Spain,
they will all tell you, you'll all see their quotes, they've all played futsal. It's such an enjoyable sport to play.
Yeah, you're reminiscent of the Barcelona days and the tiki-taka style. You can imagine how that developed straight from futsal onto the football grass. Chris, for anyone who wants to get involved, anyone who's just learning about the game today and is, you know, inspired and wants to play this sport, perhaps was never had a career in football because of their size, perhaps, or maybe they're more suited to futsal. How can they get involved? Where can they start playing? And like I say, who's it good for?
Right. Well, any parents out there with young children, I would highly recommend you email futsal@cambridgeunited.co.uk. You will get a reply and a direction as to where futsal is available for your young person, and that's male and female. There's futsal clubs all up and down the country, some 20, 30 miles away from here if it can't be accommodated in Cambridge. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you're an adult, then I would encourage you to, if you want to play socially, and this is from 18 to 60, I'm 55, I play it just for social fun. Then look on Facebook, Cambridge Futsal Club. I run a Thursday night session at Trumpeton Sports Centre, 8 till 9. I need a minimum of 15. And basically, I've got 26 already signed up in 4 weeks.
Blimey.
And everybody who's been has thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you want to, you know, the more people who start playing it, the more pressure there is for leagues to be arranged. You know, if I had, say, 35 players, then we could have enough teams to form a league. There have been leagues Brilliant. In the past. They come and go. But it's really, you know, I think futsal has reached a peak now, as in it's not going back in the box. Mm. It's out there. More people know about it. And this is the start of what I call a revolution.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's great to hear you talk so passionately about the sport you love. It's great to hear more information about futsal. And, of course, on Cambridge 105 Radio, we'll be covering Cambridge United Futsal Club throughout the season.